welcome to Creepin' It Real Cinderfield. Hello, it's me. La, 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 la. Today, we are going to talk about possessed items, dolls, and artifacts. I did two doll stories for us today. We're going to discuss Robert the Doll. He now resides at Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. He is so known for allegedly causing misfortune and paranormal activity to those who disrespect him or fail to ask permission before photographing with him. No selfies unless he agrees. Robert the Doll was created by the Steiff Company in Germany in 1904 and gifted to a Key West boy named Robert Eugene Otto by his grandfather. Otto developed a close, almost unnaturally intimate relationship with the doll, treating him as a living entity and even as a living entity. Excuse me, that was not supposed to be repeated twice. I'm reading my paper. Let's see. He even blamed Robert for his own misdeeds. Witnesses have reported the doll moving on its own, as well as changing positions and facial expressions and causing objects to move or disappear. And he makes giggling sounds. Those who fail to ask permission before photographing Robert or who are disrespectful to him are said to suffer bad luck or other misfortunes. Please go visit him in the museum, but ask before photo and don't be rude. Voodoo is talked a lot about Robert the Doll. The doll's hauntings were said to be linked to the former servant of the Otto family. A common story says a disgruntled servant, skilled in black magic and voodoo, cursed the doll as revenge against the Otto family. When Otto and his wife got a house, the wife was so scared of the doll, so she asked Otto to lock the doll in the attic. The museum gets lots of apology letters from patrons because they experience something outside of normal and realize it must be from Robert the Doll, and he must have felt like he was disrespected. The rules at the museum are you must ask Robert the Doll if you can take a picture of him or with him. Robert the Doll is made of cloth and straw. When Otto died and his wife 2 years later, a lady Myrtle Reuter, R-E-U-T-E-R, Reuter, bought the house and lived there for 20 years until the property was sold to the current owners, who operate it as a guest house now. So, 1994 was when Robert the Doll was donated to the East Martello Museum in Key West. There was a rumored story that a Bahamian descent little girl gave Otto the doll as a gift or as a retaliation for a wrongdoing. We all know his grandfather gifted him this gift and he kept it for life. Some suspect that he named the doll after him. Other stories claim that the doll moved voodoo figurines around the room and was aware of what was happening around him. Some legends claim that the doll vanished after Otto's death and the house changed ownership several times. According to folklore, the doll's supernatural activity has caused car accidents, broken bones, job losses, divorce, and a mass amount of other bad fortunate things. Facts about Robert the Doll. The doll was exhibited at TAPSCon, a convention hosted by the Atlantic Paranormal Society in Clearwater, Florida, in May 2008. It was the first time it left Key West. The doll left Key West was the first time in 2008. 104 years of existence. In October 2015, Adele was taken to Las Vegas for a Travel Channel television program in Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum. The episode originally aired April 2nd, 2016 as the first episode of Deadly Possessions and re-aired August 12, 2017 as the first episode of Ghost Adventures Artifacts. A horror film franchise loosely based on the legend began with the film Robert, released in 2015. Four sequels followed: The Curse of Robert the Doll in 2016, The Toymaker in 2017, The Legend of Robert the Doll in 2018, and Robert Reborn in 2019. The doll and replica sold at a gift shop appeared in the second season of Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. The doll was featured in an episode of the podcast and TV series Lore. That's what we have for Robert the Doll. Let's move on to the next doll I had put some information out on. Letta the Doll, also known as Letta Me Out, is reportedly haunted, 200-year-old with human hair. It is a wooden doll believed to be in top 5, maybe 10 of the most haunted dolls in the world. The doll was discovered under a house in Wagga Wagga, Australia in 1972. Snow, I love you, but I have to do this right now. She was found in a haunted building. Carrie Walton claims the building was deserted. The doll has moved on its own and caused scuff marks and other disturbances, like children to have nightmares. The doll is described as child-sized figure made of carved wood and human hair, giving full body chills to me right about now. Letting Me Out was given to the doll with an unsettling feeling it gave the owner. Letta has been taken to television interviews showcasing the doll to the public. Some experts have spoken about the doll being from Eastern Europe, possibly Romania, due to its gypsy-like appearance. It's funny how a psychic claimed the doll was possessed by the spirit of a boy who drowned. The doll is a marionette. I had watched a video of Letta, and its head moved and arm dropped. The name Letta Me Out is because the doll occasionally screams, Letta Me Out. Carrie, the owner, now lives in Warwick, QLD, and he still has Letta. I reckon he walks or scours the halls of the house at night. We moved in and I knew it was a new house, but I have never heard so many strange sounds, things in my life, he told Warwick Daily News. Laughing out loud because as I am researching the doll, and all I come across a picture of the doll, and it said underneath as a caption, just relaxing between murdering. Quotes. The doll moves objects at night and has actually moved in front of people. So done with this doll and my full body chills. And then hear that the doll leaves scuff marks all over the floor. Often the doll is in another room. I really don't understand why Carrie so nonchalant about this with doll-sized scuff marks. Carrie said the doll must have been owned by a small child who had drowned when he had an interview with a psychic. During the interview, the clock had fallen off the wall. She was telling us about the kid who drowned. The doll moved in her lap. Another picture's caption read, quote, I will eat your brains out, Carrie, end quote. Letta Me Out has a Facebook page, and it is said to go there only if you want to invite his demons into your daily life. He writes in first person. A Facebook post, quote, had a visitor today by the name of Chris Sun drop in to have a chat. I wonder what we spoke about. All will be revealed in time. Sleep well, end quote. Letta also has an Instagram. Enough about the dolls. Some spooky and fun extras. You are taller in the morning. Babies have 300 bones when they're born, but as they grow, they kind of go together, fuse together, whatnot, to be the 206 bones that adults have. Your stomach acid is so strong enough to dissolve zinc. Z-I-N-C. Not a sink. Some people say zinc for sink. And can even dissolve razor blades. A mummy brown is a color, and it gets its name from ground up mummies. Lobotomies were a real thing. Walter Freeman performed over 3,000 lobotomies between 1930 and 1960. Often in his van, without anesthesia, and on lots of children because of their bad behavior. Space has a smell, like hot metal or burnt steak. A rogue black hole is hurtling through the Milky Way at 3 million miles per hour. A horned lizard squirts blood from their eyes as a defense mechanism when feeling threatened. Now this one's funny. Some ladybugs are cannibals. Spiders have clear blood. Phasmophobia is the fear of ghosts. Well, I don't have that because I'm obviously talking about ghosts and spirits and haunted objects. So ha ha on that one. Let's see here. A 3,000-year-old mummy can still have fingerprints. What the hell are they? They're not dried out and falling apart. 99% of human body is empty space. It makes easier to be possessed. Full body chills. I don't want to be possessed, but it might be interesting. Pineapple contains an enzyme called bromelain. When you eat a pineapple, the enzyme digests protein in your body. And it eats you right back as you're eating it. Chickens can change their sex from female to male. Scott Kelly drank 730 liters of his own sweat and urine to stay hydrated while he was in space. Dead bodies get goosebumps. I didn't know that. I wonder how. If you have no feeling or sensations because you're dead. And then how long would you be dead before the goosebumps would stop coming altogether? Albert Einstein's brain was preserved after his death for research. Okay, guys. Now, I was definitely going to be posting on both my podcasts because of the fact that I haven't had a real talk podcast in 2 weeks now. So this will be like an advertisement on that podcast, but it will also be episode number 3 on Creeping It Reels in the Field. Until next time, I would say next week, but who knows? I might have another episode in a couple days. These have only been like 2 to 4 days apart for each episode. Y'all have a lovely, spooky, eerie night as I go give my cat some loving because she keeps hollering at my door. Ciao, ciao.